Russia has a long history of engaging in these type of smuggling operations that go back to the early Soviet period after the Bolshevik Revolution from my own research. And so during that time period, because of the difficulty of a collapse in state, they were taking the Tsar's jewels and selling them around the world. And so this has been an aspect of the way the Russian system has operated for 100 years of engaging in different types of illegal smuggling practices to get around sanctions, to get around other rules of the international system. So I'm definitely not surprised to hear this. The second aspect of the article and your question that I want to highlight is that Russia was also helping Venezuela get around the sanctions that were imposed on their government. And they were helping to transport that gold to Venezuelan gold to different parts of the world, particularly in East Africa. So this is just building up on that long history of Russia smuggling, as well as their support and help of the Venezuelan regime to get around sanctions.
How come we don't hear more about this? How come this isn't really talked about in public?
I think there's so much going on with Russia's war against Ukraine, that unjustified war, that it's difficult to pull the thread on so many other issues that are connected to that, as well as the sanctions, that it may not receive enough attention. The other aspect is, given the countries where Russia is active in Africa, it's difficult to have journalists go to those countries and dig deeper. There is a situation that happened in the Central African Republic a few years ago. Investigative journalists go into the Central African Republic to understand what Russia was doing in partnership with the Carr government, and those journalists were murdered. And so that's part of the reasons why you don't hear these stories, because of the difficulty in tracking that information and making sure journalists are safe when they're conducting that research.
What do Sudan's military rulers get out of the deal?
I think right now, since they staged that coup that happened late last year, they may be looking for a country to help endorse their system, because the U.S., the Europeans, and the international system condemned that coup and the attacks against pro-democracy protesters, that Russia becomes this other option of helping to endorse the government and their practices.
Where are these smuggling operations occurring inside Sudan?
They are in different parts of Sudan. One is that you can see it where Sudan's border meets the Central African Republic, where Russia is active through the Wagner Group, a private mercenary company. And then you can see it move in then north out of the country.
Do you know anything about this Russian in particular? He's a convicted kidnapper. I think you pronounce his name Alexander Sergeyevich Kuznetsov.
I haven't heard much about him, but that's not too surprising, because it's so difficult to receive information about the individuals who are connected with Yevgeny Prigozhin, who's heavily sanctioned and has been reported to be the funder for the Wagner Group that's spread across different parts of Africa. And so it's challenging for researchers, analysts like myself, as well as journalists, to know exactly what is the composition of the Wagner Group, Prigozhin's network, and the individuals involved. Every now and then, such as this situation, you'll find the name of an individual that will shed some light on it and enable journalists, analysts, and governments to dig deeper to understand what this network looks like.